Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where one of our greatest principles is freedom of expression. Your ability to get your ideas out there, your ability to, for instance, read whatever book you choose to read, to be able to find it easily, the idea of suppressing books because you disagree with their content, is obnoxious. Who says so? Among others, many others, tens of millions of others, is Ryan Anderson, who is president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He is the author of a book that came out in 2018. It is called When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Moment. He also had a piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, a powerful piece that we talked about on the show, about how, first of all, the Washington Post and then later Amazon, which, of course, is connected with the Washington Post. They have the same owner, the Jeff Bezos. Ryan, the Washington Post flat out lied about your book and then corrected themselves. Explain what happened.
Sure. So 3 years ago, when the book first came out, before the book was officially released, the Washington Post ran a hit piece on the book based upon a blogger at the now defunct Think Progress's, you know, early review of the book. And they had just taken, you know, this blogger's hit piece review as accurate. And so they ran an entire essay that something was like, you know, Heritage Foundation fellow calling transgender people mentally ill, new books creating a storm. And they published this. I read it. And I send the reporter an email saying, actually, none of what you're saying here is accurate. Have you looked at the book yourself? And she admitted she had it, right? And so by the end of the day, the headline of the story had been changed. The actual body of the story had been changed. It now was, you know, heavily quoting me. Shannon even reached out to me for quote in the first draft of the story. Of course, the first draft was published before I even saw it. So they had to backtrack. And now 3 years later, Amazon is still recycling these false charges about the book to justify its decision to simply erase it from its platform.
Okay, have they responded to your piece in the Wall Street Journal yet? Because it's a very prominent piece, it's very forceful, and the case that you make that your book does not deserve to be suppressed as some kind of a hate crime seems to me to be unassailable. Any response yet from Amazon on maybe making your book available again?
No response at all. And that's part of the problem here is that, you know, if the government was engaged in this action, you know, there's an appeal process, you have your day in court. When it's big tech that does this, there's no transparency. There's not an explicit appeal process. It's unclear what standard it is that they are even applying. And then the timing of this is really suspicious because, you know, they disappeared my book the Sunday afternoon before the House of Representatives was set to vote on a major piece of legislation that my book discusses. Right. So it looks like this is just, you know, shutting down political debate when we need it most, and that they're singling me out because of, you know, my political perspective, my religious perspective, not because of, you know, anything truly objectionable about the book.
Okay, you don't say in your book when Harry met Sally, the not met, when Harry became Sally. Meeting Sally's fine. Becoming Sally is different and requires some effort. You don't say that people who make that decision, if Harry's to become Sally's, are necessarily mentally ill. But what do you say about that transition that is so controversial?
Sure. So, I mean, what I say in the book is that the best science, the best studies that we have on this show that transitioning doesn't bring the happiness and the wholeness that trans-identified people are looking for, right? The best studies that we have show that even when it goes well as a cosmetic matter, even when they are living in societies that are very progressive and very accepting, they still show an increased rate of anxiety, of substance abuse, sadly also of suicide attempts and of completed suicides. And this just shows that, you know, the wholeness, the happiness that people are looking for isn't going to be provided with hormones and surgery. The analogy that I draw, and, you know, I learned this analogy from Dr. Paul McHugh, the chief of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins, is to anorexia, right? And none of us say that, you know, someone who's struggling with anorexia is mentally ill, right? We don't use that language, but we say the problem's not with her body. Right, the problems with her thoughts, her feelings, the culture around her. You know, maybe it's a bad boyfriend, maybe it's a school culture where the other girls at the school are putting. You know, who knows, right? But we want to find out what the underlying problem is. We don't give a girl with an eating disorder or with a body image problem liposuction because the problem's not with her body. The argument of my book is the same thing is true for gender dysphoria.
Yeah, which is, of course, a very reasonable argument. Now, you made the distinction, and it's a very important distinction, between private operations like Amazon, and even though it is gigantic and powerful, and over 70% of the books that are sold in the country are sold through Amazon, even though Amazon is a private operation, you can make the same distinction, can't you, about this whole issue of trans rights and transphobia. In other words, you can support the right of someone to make that decision and oppose the idea of the government paying for it. Isn't that one of the key issues now with the Equality Act, so-called, and other discussions in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, so one of the questions is, look, we live in America. Bruce is free to identify as Caitlin. I'm not going to stand in the way of that. Should you and I pay for the transition procedures? More importantly, should a Catholic hospital be coerced by the federal government into performing the transition procedures? Should a Catholic school be forced to, you know, use new pronouns and hire teachers who don't actually live out the Catholic understanding of what it is to be a man and a woman? Should public schools be forced to let high school boys who identify as girls into the girls' locker room and to compete on the girls' athletic team, right? So it's not a question of, you know, are people going to be free to live their life how they want to? Will they then use the federal government to coerce everyone else into agreeing with them, right? I mean, that's what the real debate's about.
No, it is, and that's a very important debate on which to focus. Did you see happen to see the New York Times style section this morning, Ryan?
I did not. I will confess to not looking at the New York Times style section on a regular basis.
Well, they have a glamour girl on the front page of the New York Times style section whose name is Lena Bloom, who is breaking a huge barrier at Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition this year. She's a very successful model. She is going to be the first transsexual woman of color to be posing in the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. You want to comment on that?
You know, I haven't seen the story, and I haven't seen the issue of the magazine. Look, Sports Illustrated can run it. Magazine how it wants, and
right.
You know, let the market decide whether or not that's the type of thing that subscribers want. My biggest problem would be if Sports Illustrated commanded, you know, 80% of the market in magazines. You know, one journalist described it in the Wall Street Journal as Amazon is the market, and then they decide that they're not going to, you know, sell books that are critical of a certain perspective, right? That would be my concern, is when you have something that approaches monopolistic market share and then you use it to discriminate against certain authors and against certain viewpoints, especially when it's timed for a major political debate, then it seems like we're going to have questions. But, you know, when it's one magazine amongst many, and, you know, consumers can say
more power to them. More power to them. That's Ryan Anderson, who's president of the Invaluable Ethics and Public Policy Center. You can read about his book, When Harry Became Sally, at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, there were more breaking news, this involving, I think, one of the stories that has concerned a huge segment of the American population. after being exiled from the White House, Major, one of President Biden's dogs, is going to be allowed back. That's right. The wayward pup is no longer in the doghouse. As the AP reports, President Biden said the dog will return to the White House. He's been in exile back at the Biden's home in Delaware, not too far away from Washington, where he has been undergoing training. Why? Because Major was a bad dog. He bit a Secret Service man. And, you know, you sign up for a lot of stuff in the Secret Service, but that's a tough one. Biden said that his dog Major did not actually bite someone to penetrate the skin, so it was just aggressive behavior. According to Biden, Major is undergoing training. Could be re-education. And he says 85% of the people at the White House love him. All he does is lick them and wag his tail. Well, I'm good news for Major. Okay. Other good news that is heralded on the very front page of the style section, which is usually involved with parties or glamour or fashion. Here's one about sending a message. The headline is Lena Bloom poses to send a message. And it says, Lena Bloom wants you to see her, not just the curves she displays for the camera, but the firm sense of purpose under her skin. She is about to get her wish on an unlikely stage as the first transgender woman of color to be featured in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Jeremy, my understanding is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue has been, how do I put it, less impactful, less of a big cultural event every year than it used to be. And that's true, of course, of magazines in general have been facing a tough time. But the occasion is a pivot point, says the New York Times. In enlisting Ms. Bloom, who is black and Filipina, Sports Illustrated intends to signal a continuing engagement with social issues. That's just what you're looking for in the swimsuit edition, is engagement with social issues, right? It featured another transgender model, Valentina Sampaio, last year. But this is the first transgendered woman of color. And then they ask her a number of questions. They ask of Lena Bloom, in addition to showing photographs of her, of course, what about critics who say that you are promoting stereotypes? What? She's promoting stereotypes? I don't think it's stereotypical to think of transgendered women as being Sports Illustrated models. She says, I'm promoting something that has been missing in the world, trans beauty in all shapes and all sizes. I'm representing Filipina. I'm representing black. I am representing the people who have been immigrants. For them, I'm a vessel of change. Then they say, what do you hope viewers will see? She says, I hope they will see my autonomy and my anatomy are beautiful. I want people to see that and to see that you can be respected, appreciated, and loved, regardless of your body shape, sexuality, and the color of your skin. And then they said, you've talked about wanting to be a Victoria's Secret model and a Disney princess. Uh-huh. There's some of this in Mulan. Mulan disguised herself as a man, but a Disney princess in the other direction. She says, up to now was strictly, oh, you're trans, so you cannot be a princess. But when we've seen in these spaces, the runways, the magazines, trans children can look up and say, this is what a princess looks like to me. Well, congratulations to Lena Bloom. And they ask her also finally, did your childhood have a brighter side? She says, growing up, I wanted to be an astronaut. When I think of an astronaut, I'm thinking of superheroes like Wonder Woman, Superman, and all these new mythological creatures that have special powers. Superheroes are often portrayed as alien. Do you relate? She's asked. My favorite movie growing up was The Fifth Element. That film completely changed my life. There's a scene where there are beings beyond human evolution, much stronger than humans. I found that so liberating. Stronger than humans, good and important. In terms of stronger than humans, there's a disagreement between Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci over mask wearing. Why this debate plays out? This is Dr. Rand Paul. He, of course, is a physician. Clip 1A, talking about mask wearing and this stage of the pandemic.
There have been no studies showing significant numbers of reinfections. Of the 30 million Americans who have had COVID, only a handful of reinfections have been discovered. In fact, the New York Times reported last fall more than 38 million people at the time worldwide had been infected with the coronavirus, and as of that date, fewer than 5 of these cases had been confirmed by scientists to be reinfections. Scientists interviewed for the article concluded, in most cases, a second bout with the virus produced milder symptoms or none at all. Given that no scientific studies have shown significant numbers of reinfections of patients previously infected or previously vaccinated, what specific studies do you cite to argue that the public should be wearing masks well into 2022?
Okay, there's a response by Dr. Fauci, and then the arguments continue in this regard. This is exactly the same kind of point that Senator Paul made on our show when we were talking about masking. And actually, there were a number of strong responses that came in, some positive, some negative, to Senator Paul's position. What about Dr. Fauci's response? We will get to that. We'll also be talking about this upsurge in hate crimes against Asians. We'll talk with Lan He Chen about what you do about that and more coming up.
Your daily dose of debate. It's The Michael Medved Show. Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is shining a spotlight on discrimination and hate crimes against Asian Americans. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, saying all the bad guys should be arrested and prosecuted for committing crimes.
That's bad guys of all colors. That's bad guys of all persuasions. That's bad guys targeting people for all different reasons.
The congressman adding,
when we start policing free speech, we're doing the very thing that we're condemning when we condemn what the Chinese Communist Party does to their country.
The U.S. is set to reach 100 million coronavirus vaccine shots in arms as early as Thursday. President Biden making a campaign promise to deliver 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. The president is poised to reach that goal ahead of schedule as he was sworn in just 57 days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
And on the Michael Medved show, I guess they don't have other more significant differences to air in Congress, but Senator Paul is particularly energetic and committed to arguing against masks. I do think that, I mean, in terms of my own feeling, it is such a minor inconvenience, especially once you get used to it. Even after you have had both vaccines, and there are increasing numbers of Americans getting to be almost 20% who have had both, that even after you reach that point, then why not wear a mask? It makes other people feel better. And even when you're walking around outside, I just don't understand why the negativity. But here is Dr. Fauci in congressional testimony. He is now officially the president's chief advisor on the COVID-19 pandemic. And responding to Senator Rand Paul, clip 1B.
I'm not sure I understand the connection of what you're saying about masks and reinfection. We're talking about people who have never been infected before.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts. Okay, the studies that you quote from Crotty and Sette look at in vitro examination of memory immunity, which in their paper they specifically say this does not necessarily pertain to the actual protection. It's in vitro.
And what study can you point to that shows significant reinfection? There are no studies that show
Let me finish the response to your question, if you please. The other thing is that when you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game. That's a good reason for a mask.
Okay, and the conclusion, not on a particularly harmonious note. Listen.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild type versus variants.
And what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants?
None in our country. Zero. Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming more dominant.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
you
it isn't based on conjecture.
Variants, so you want people to wear a mask for another couple years.
No.
You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated.
No.
Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people who have been vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Okay, again, at this stage in the pandemic, where we still are experiencing close to 1,000 deaths a day, to be arguing in these terms over a mask policy, it seems to me is not tremendously productive. And surely, Senator Paul can do a better job in focusing on some of the real problems and difficulties, like reopening schools, where I think the number of people who care about reopening schools and reopening them as quickly as possible, which somewhat belatedly the administration is now committed to trying to promote. In fact, that's part of the reason they say that all this money is flowing out of the COVID-19 rescue package, that kind of focus is going to have a lot more resonance and relevance to the American people at large. And the same way that Senator Paul has an obsession, it seems to me, with this mask issue, there's an obsession by another Democratic senator, Sheldon Whitehouse, that is just sick, and it's crazy, and it's strange, and I'm very glad the Wall Street Journal in an editorial today actually called him out on it. They write, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island has a penchant for conspiracy theories. His chief obsession is that the Supreme Court is controlled by what he calls dark money. Now he appears to be in the grip of a new theory, that the FBI, perhaps at the behest of powerful political forces, is covering up evidence of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's sexual misconduct as a teenager. The senator this week released a letter he sent last week to new Attorney General Merrick Garland, who didn't make it to the Supreme Court, by the way. Among Senator Whitehouse's demands in the letter was an investigation into what he called a politically constrained and perhaps fake FBI investigation into alleged misconduct by now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, end quote. Those who don't share Mr. Whitehouse's obsession may not recall the 2018 sequence of events after Christine Blasey Ford accused Judge Kavanaugh of sexual assault in high school and he denied it. Democrats demanded an additional FBI investigation beyond the judge's completed background check. The Senate put the confirmation process on hold for a full week as the FBI interviewed 10 people. It found, repeat, no corroboration of the allegations, according to an executive summary. No witnesses came forward to support the claims. Senator Whitehouse is frustrated by this. He famously did a deep dive on live television looking for coded signals or something in Justice Kavanaugh's high school yearbook, including the inscriptions in the yearbook. Yet the senator now wants to know why the FBI didn't do a deeper excavation into Justice Kavanaugh's high school and college years, which could have postponed the Senate vote further amid a political stampede. Never mind that this was not a criminal investigation and Mr. Whitehouse was free to present his own witnesses to the committee. The Internet, they write in Wall Street Journal, the social isolation of the pandemic and our polarized politics have caused too many people to indulge in wild conspiracy theories. But when a U.S. senator calls on the executive branch to treat unsupported claims against a sitting Supreme Court justice like a cold case file, he is splashing around in the fever swamps and clearly needs an intervention. I couldn't agree more wholeheartedly. In other words, one of the hallmarks of political fanaticism on the left, like Sheldon Whitehouse, and sometimes on the right, is just not giving up on certain things. And to give up on this massive conspiracy to cover up Brett Kavanaugh's high school years, it seems to me, would only be healthy. Is it healthy to use COVID relief money to help libraries? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
I'm sorry, I cooled my temper here. You had my blood really boiling.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a piece in CNN with the headline, Libraries are getting $200 million in stimulus funds. That's from the American Rescue Plan that President Biden pushed through without a single Republican vote. The CNN actually thinks it's a good idea to give $200 million in library from stimulus funds. And they write that tucked into a massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill signed by President Joe Biden is about $200 million for public libraries. It's one of the reasons the Republicans have criticized the bill, which they argue is too big and includes funding for things that have little to do with fighting COVID or the resulting economic crisis. And look, I think that's true. By the way, I love libraries. I write in my book, Right Turns, libraries changed the fate of our whole family because my dad, who came from a very poor background, my grandfather was a barrel maker. My grandparents did not speak good English at all. They spoke Yiddish. And my dad used Philadelphia public libraries, which at the time were famous for being excellent, particularly the Free Library of Philadelphia. It's originally started by Benjamin Franklin, by the way. Anyway, love libraries. I've donated to libraries, and I think it's an important cause. However, do you really want to spend $200 million in a COVID relief bill? CNN justifies it. They say the final bill passed on a party-line vote without any Republican support. But librarians say they've come to the rescue for those hit the hardest by the pandemic, becoming the only way many without internet access are able to get their kids online for school or access medical services or make vaccine appointments or register for federal aid like stimulus checks and unemployment benefits. Okay, if you want to set up a federal fund to allow librarians to help people connect on the internet, that's a separate story. They're just giving this in general to the libraries to be used as they decide. They actually speak with Sarah McGowan, who is a librarian who says our staff and library staff everywhere are flexible, good researchers and want to help people. We're a natural fit to do so now when there are so many online services that our patients deeply need. Okay, but that's not what this is specifically targeting. It's just general. Congress gave about $50 million to libraries when it passed the $2.2 trillion relief bill, the CARES Act. That was last March. The money expected from the American Rescue Plan that passed this week will send another $200 million, a total of $250 million, to the Institute of Museum and Library Services, an agency that provides federal support to libraries and museums across the country. The total earmarked for libraries, insists CNN, is less than 1% of the total $1.9 trillion American Rescue Package, but is a huge influx for each of the Institute of Cash for the Institute for Museum and Library Services Fund. The $200 million is the largest single increase in the agency's 25-year history, and it's worth about 80% of its annual budget. Again, if you want to increase the annual budget of this federal fund. Libraries, if they need money for helping people connect on the internet, they ought to do a fundraising campaign locally or get the money from local government or state government. But doing this on a federal basis, it ignores the fact that the biggest gift to libraries, I think, ever was from Andrew Carnegie, who built 300 libraries across the country because he believed in it. I'll bet there are philanthropists who would be eager to do that. Yehuda in New York City, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, getting back to the discussion about masks that we were speaking about earlier, I think a lot of the anxiety about the mask issue is that there's no end in sight. You know, I personally think if Dr. Fauci and other, you know, epidemiologists and scientific experts would say, okay, as soon as we reach this amount of vaccination and this amount of people who had the virus and recovered, then we could be comfortable taking off the mask. But they say, no, we're going to two masks. And then who says they're going to stop at two? You know, maybe three masks. I think this is part of what the anxiety is here. I mean, at the moment, I support a mask, not as a mandate, but I support the idea of wearing masks.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, look, I think you're right that we would be, I think that's one of the reasons that Joe Biden in his speech to the country a week ago, and it was only a week ago, used the 4th of July, said by the 4th of July we should all be able to go outside, he said, not have big gatherings, but have barbecues. And it's a modest goal, and I think that's something that we will reach. And just as he set out the idea that during his first 100 days he would do succeed in getting a million vaccines a day, we're hitting 100 million vaccines either today or tomorrow. We are at 50 days. Not quite, about 40 days ahead of schedule. And, yeah, that's a good thing. And so your idea of setting an expectation and making it clear when we can start putting the masks aside, which I think everybody is looking forward to, I think is a solid idea. And Yehuda, stay tuned because there's something I discovered today in a report from the New York Times. And it has to do with their report on the election in Israel, which, believe it or not, they have an election, 4 days from now? It's coming up. And it'll be before the Passover holiday. And this is the fourth election in less than 2 years. Again, generally, they assume that Prime Minister Netanyahu will win. And one of the reasons he will probably win again and have to put together another coalition government is this time he is specifically targeting Arab voters in Israel. And it says in the New York Times he's been campaigning in Arab towns and he even promised a cabinet post to an Arab member of his Likud party. And, okay, well, that's good because the other parties have Arab members and Arab participants, plus there is a whole group of Arab parties that have created what is called the Joint List. and they command 15 votes in Knesset. And the leader of that group is a guy named Ayman Odeh, who's a very interesting guy. He was raised Muslim, but he attended Christian schools, but he's now a Palestinian leader and Israeli citizen. Jewish leaders, quote, once treated us like the untouchables, said Ayman Odeh, quoted in the New York Times. And then they quote him saying that this leader of the joint list, that now, he said, the stone that the builders threw away has become the cornerstone of the building. Does that sound familiar to you at all? It didn't sound familiar to the New York Times. They didn't identify it. But I think it's incredibly cool. That is a quote from Psalms. Now, he's a Muslim. They don't read from the book of Psalms. That's from Psalm 118. The stone that the builders threw out, Evan Masu Habonim, that most of the builders rejected, now has become the cornerstone. And it is something when an Arab Israeli, a Muslim Arab Israeli, and not a guy who was a strong supporter of Prime Minister Netanyahu by any means, but he just reaches for a biblical citation which would be known to any Jewish person who regularly recites that psalm, as we will as we do quite regularly on major Jewish holidays like the one coming up. Well, good for Ayman Odeh and bad for the New York Times for not saying, hey, and in quoting Psalms, Odeh said, but you have, that's why I'm here to call that to your attention. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lanhee Chen of the Hoover Institution at Stanford, who is a former top advisor to Mitt Romney. He is a strong conservative and one of the smartest and most influential of conservative intellectuals, but he's also Chinese American, and he will talk about what actually can be done to head off this rising tide of prejudice and hate crimes and even murder, as it would appear, against Asian Americans. That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.